As you've probably heard by now, we've teamed up with BetMGM this season. We'll be using BetMGM lines to make all of our picks, and we'll have special offers for our listeners each week. If you haven't signed up for BetMGM yet, use bonus code THEATHLETIC, and you'll get a one-year subscription to The Athletic, plus up to a $1,500 first bet offer on your first wager with BetMGM. Here's how it works. Download the BetMGM app and sign up using bonus code THEATHLETIC. Make your first deposit of at least $10, place your first bet on any game, and claim your voucher for a one-year subscription to The Athletic. See BetMGM.com for terms. U.S. promotional offers not available in D.C., Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. Call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369 in New York. Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP in Arizona. 1-800-327-5050 in Massachusetts. 1-800-BETS-OFF in Iowa. 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help in Michigan. 1-800-981-0023 in Puerto Rico. First bet offer for new customers only in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel. Don't forget, if you haven't signed up for BetMGM yet, use bonus code THEATHLETIC and you'll get a one-year subscription to The Athletic, plus up to a $1,500 first bet offer on your first wager.
Tonight, there will be 20-point shots to the upper corner of the goal. There will be extra points for bicycle kicks. There will be a cannon firing balls straight up into the air. All of these incredible abominations will be on your screen tonight at the MLS All-Star Skills Challenge. And Jeff Reuter is here with a guide to the most ridiculous event of the year. I'm Alex Abnos from The Athletic, and this is Soccer Every Day for Tuesday, August 9th. Okay, it is the MLS All-Star break, which means many of MLS's biggest stars are in the Minneapolis-St. Paul metropolitan area. Also in the Twin Cities is my colleague, All-Star Athletic Soccer reporter, Jeff Reuter. Jeff, the MLS All-Stars take on the Liga MX All-Stars tomorrow in the actual All-Star game to determine once and for all which league is better. After this, you can't have that discussion anymore. It's over. That's why they're playing the game. After this, we can stop talking about it. I'm pretty sure that's why they're doing it. But like I said, the game itself is tomorrow. It is of, shall we say, dubious importance. And though it's occasionally fun, I am here today to talk to you about the thing that's happening tonight. The Skills Challenge at 8:30 p.m. Eastern. It is on ESPN2. It is in Espanol on TUDN. It is in Canada on TSN or TVA Sports. Jeff, I find myself getting more and more excited for the MLS All-Star Skills Challenge every single year.
Yeah.
Why is that? Are you excited for this?
I'm excited for this. I mean, first of all, like, no writer asks for a major week of events to be dropped in their backyard. That's never happened. But I will say that selfishly, I was very glad that the Skills Challenge was dropped in my backyard.
Absolutely.
I think that the Skills Challenge has the potential to capture some of the like fan intrigue and zeitgeist that you only ever really see around like the NBA slam dunk contest in terms of these all-star weekends. A good all-star game is you get to see your favorite players, the biggest stars, do their thing for a short amount of time, not risk their bodies on injuries, whatever, in a meaningless game, and then check off. And then you see them joking around. Baseball has like the pinnacle, in my opinion, of an all-star game. It's fixed outcome. It's a bunch of small events. You can see Shohei Ohtani pitch and you can see him hit, and it's not going to be that different. But a soccer all-star game is so difficult to get that same sort of energy. You're so used to watching these teams in Major League Soccer, but other leagues, of course, that you watch, you're so used to seeing these well-orchestrated teams, these give-and-go movements that seem second nature. And these players, as good as they are, they don't have those sorts of relationships on the field. So often these all-star games are players figuring it out and still trying to impress in that same way that we were talking about. But it's hard to in the showcase, especially in you're playing against, in this case, the Liga MX All-Stars, who are going to be similarly disjointed but wanting to prove a point. The Skills Challenge has no comparison. There's nothing comparable. You maybe watch a team social media account post videos on Twitter or TikTok of like a crossbar challenge or something, or you know, an Olympico challenge, trying to take corner kicks and put them in the net. But you don't have that back and forth of truly great players from other teams trying to one-up each other. And so I think that there's something about this that's just really unique, really fun. You get to see players just kind of loosen up a bit, but the competitive side still comes out. This bag of tricks is opened up a little bit broader. I'm so excited for it.
It's funny because MLS has gone through so many iterations of its All-Star game. They tried for a while to make it a serious sort of measuring stick sort of thing in a friendly against, you know, European opponent of varying reputation.
Yeah.
And but the moments that I remember from all of the many MLS All-Star games are the moments where it's gotten very, very silly. And I feel like this is a good opportunity for them to get that. So, Jeff, I also just want to mention, you know, some purists may be rolling their eyes at the idea of a skills challenge. I just want to say for the record, I told some of our colleagues in the UK about the MLS All-Star Skills Challenge this morning. I was expecting to get laughed out of the Zoom call, shut off, and asked never to return. The response was incredibly positive. They loved it. It would be interesting to see if any European league gets over itself and tries something similar sometime soon.
It would be awesome. I don't see any reason that this can't take off in like pretty much any competition. You know, of course, you have to line up all of your event by event sponsors that MLS tends to do, and you know, find the shooting challenge brought to you by Cheetos or whoever does it. But that's really it. That's the only thing that's going to be some work for some leagues. But I love it. I'm so excited.
Well, let's go event by event here, Jeff. Now that we've talked about how excited we are, let's talk about what we're excited about. I want you to give me a quick overview of what the rules are for these events, because sometimes the name itself doesn't quite get across sort of what is happening, like what they're actually competing to do. So let's start with maybe the most basic one of all, the shooting challenge. What does this look like?
Yeah, and I really wish Mario Balotelli had made his every window rumored move to MLS in time for the shooting challenge to redeem himself after one of the all-time silly moments. Was that a friendly? That was a friendly against the Galaxy, but
was a friendly against the Galaxy. Not an all-star moment, but incredible. it might as well have been.
World-class moment, honestly. So sadly, no Balotelli, but what it is the goal has been fixed with a lot of different numbers across the piping of it, basically. And three players per league are going to be shooting at these targets. So the upper 90, the upper corner on each side is going to be worth 10 points. You've got 10 points also for dead up center. Goalkeeper's head, I guess. The bottom corners and then the far sides of each are going to be 5. And then there's a couple of 2-pointers that you can get just for rolling a ball to the left or the right of the stand-in goalkeeper, who I don't think it's actually going to be a goalkeeper. I'm pretty sure it's just going to be a giant block or something that's in the middle of the goal so that you can't just get tap-ins. But
right.
It, like you said, seems very, very straightforward. You're just racking up points. You're shooting for the corners. Or if it's quicker for you to line up your shot to the sides, even better. But this one seems, cut and dry. I don't know if that's really going to prove any points, but fun. Why not?
Familiar to anybody that's played FIFA and tried to do the skill games or the loading screen games as they wait for the game to actually load. Moving on to something that's a little bit less obvious just by name alone, the touch challenge. When I envision this, I think of like, you know, at Borussia Dortmund, they have the Fußballnot machine where it's like the big square and they rifle in balls at you and you have to control it. I'm guessing that's not what it is, because that seems like not something that would be made for television.
Yeah, probably not. Right. But I will say, I don't want to like credit sponsorships for this one was actually very well sponsored because it's Old Spice for the touch challenge. And I think that there's something great about a body wash getting the touch challenge. But what it is, it's again, 3 players per league, 2 passers, 1 receiver. The receiver will collect chip balls from their teammates that are launched high or orbs. So it's either the teammate's going to kick one in or there's going to be a ball launcher in some cases. I think that tries to get a little more height for difficulties reasons. And they have to redirect each ball with a first touch into one of 4 targets that have varying values of points. So it actually looks a little bit like a skee ball where you're just trying to get to the corners or a certain amount of points that the further you get up.
Sure, there's three different ones.
Okay. So the center is 5, just kind of a dead center. And then you have 10 points and then 20 points again for the corners. Any that lands in the apparatus remains there, but does not make it into a target. So again, you will see 4 circles on this target. They're worth 2 points. If they just land on there, it's kind of like beanbags. If you don't get it in the hole, it's still worth 1 point if it's on the board. So, the final 5 will be launched from behind the apparatus. So instead of you trying to redirect with momentum, you're trying to cancel the momentum entirely. Those will be worth double points. So that should be fun.
Interesting. Okay, cool. So moving on.
Interesting is the right word. Yeah.
It's just you never know how these things are going to work out, and I can't wait to find out. Moving on from that, after that, we have the Cross and Volley Challenge. Jeff, this sounds already, just from the name alone, very similar to the Touch Challenge, but it seems like it actually isn't, because it's got some different elements going on
here. Yeah, it does. This is also going to bring in more people and bring in the goalkeepers who were brought into this event. And we'll get into the goalkeepers' role to play a little bit later in this, I think. What it is, there will be 8 players per team, so 6 field players and 2 goalkeepers. And what they will be doing, they will have people outside of the 18-yard box sending in crosses to a player who's in the center behind the penalty spot. So there will be a little bit of distance between them and the goalkeeper standing in front of them. And as the crosser serves the ball in, the shooter must receive the ball and volley a shot, not settle it, volley it past the opposing goalkeeper.
Okay, so this seems like it is potentially the closest thing that we'll have to a slam dunk contest, but in a soccer context.
Because when you get into like the scoring, it's not just you got a goal, that's 1 point, right? Which would be what you and I would do, I think, if we were setting this up, right? We're not as athletic as these people. We've both coming off of injuries in the last year, actually. So I don't think we could do what they're going to do, because 20 points will be awarded for any bicycle or scissor kick that is scored Amazing. Past the goalkeeper, 15 points for a standard one-touch goal, 10 points for a two-touch goal that doesn't hit the ground. So if you knee it up in the air or whatever, and then send it over to try to get more control, 5 points for any half volley scored after the ball hits the ground one time. So if you can hit the ball on the ground once, and if it hits twice or if it settles, rolls, whatever, no points.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service at any time. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
This episode is supported by Season 3 of FX's Welcome to Wrexham. Celebrity owners Rob McElhenney and Ryan Reynolds' small-town Welsh football club has finally been promoted into League 2 after 15 seasons in the National League. Dedicated staff and supporters celebrate the city's return to glory while bracing for the newfound challenges that come with being in a higher division. Will Wrexham AFC stand up to the challenges and rise again into League 1? FX's Welcome to Wrexham premieres May 2nd on FX. Stream on Hulu.
Very, very interesting. Okay. Yeah. After that, we have the passing challenge, which, I don't know, it seems like kind of a letdown after what essentially amounts to a slam dunk contest. But why don't you tell me about the passing challenge?
Yeah. There's just going to be a variety of targets. This is another one that feels a little bit like one of the FIFA loading screen things. There's going to be a lot of different targets. Players, one player per team will have this head to head. 60 seconds, they have to simultaneously compete in a race to be the first to hit each of the 4 targets with passes before attempting the final pass, all caps, it's Major League Soccer, on a target, a specific target that is last. It's like the 8-ball in a pool game, I guess. And then you win the round. There will be up to 3 rounds. I don't necessarily know why. I think it's you win 2 out of 3 is what it sounds like. So the first team to win 2 rounds gets 1 point in the Skills Challenge scoreboard. And that's the thing. All of these events are worth 1 point. So slam dunk contest may be way more difficult, but if for whatever reason you cannot hit your volley, if you're not good on your bike or whatever, just play it safe. Get Carlos Heel on the passing challenge, rack up that point, move on to the next thing.
And the MLS All-Star Skills Challenge closes with a training ground staple, the Crossbar Challenge. Jeff, I think people that have seen these on social media, kind of, they even just from the name alone, you can guess.
You get it.
You have to hit the crossbar from a certain distance away. But how are they sort of formalizing this for the purposes of this contest?
Yeah, 7 players per team simultaneously competing. So it's not going to be alternating, which is merciful, frankly. But yeah, it's going to be chaos. They call it one final electrifying event in the press release, which, you know, what could go wrong there? And yeah, they will line up at the top of the 18-yard box. And then, well, 3 players per team will be zone 1, top of the 18-yard box. And then 4 players will be in zone 2, which is 40 yards out from goal. So you will also have players much closer who will be trying to, or will hope, basically, that the long shots aren't going to be knocking their trajectory off course because they're more likely to hit. So there could be a little bit of defensive action, which I'm really excited for. I just want chaos, man. I want chaos. Okay. We've got Hector Herrera on the MLS All-Stars, or at least in the Skills Challenge this year. I want some chaos.
Well, speaking of chaos, there is one more event that is taking place in the stadium.
Mm-hmm.
And it has a small but extremely devoted fan base. And Jeff, I know both you and I are part of this fan base.
Yes.
They did it on a much, much earlier version of the MLS All-Star Skill Challenge back at the, in the early 2000s. You can find clips of it on YouTube. I'm referring, of course, to Goalie Wars, which involves basically two goals on a hilariously short field and two goalies rifling the ball at each other as hard as they can, either by kicking it or by throwing it. Right. It's amazing. There's nothing else like it. And they're bringing it back. However, Jeff, it's going to be hard to see if you are not in the stadium in St. Paul. What's going on with this?
Which is a bummer. It sounds like this is something that was talked about on Extra Time's live show, which they did on Sunday night. I was part of it, which was a lot of fun. But Susanna Collins mentioned that they're bringing it back during commercial breaks and that they're basically using this year as a trial run. I'm trying to remember if there's a third goalkeeper, but I know Sean Johnson and Dane St. Clair are involved for the Major League Soccer side of it. And so they will be basically doing a pilot program for the fans at Allianz Field during commercial breaks to get a sense of Goalie Wars. And I mean, one, can you keep the name Goalie Wars at this point? I feel like we're kind of shying away from using wars as terminology for non-wars. But two, more importantly, for like the purposes of this trial run, isn't going to be the branding of it, but I think it's going to be much more of the execution. And what's it going to look like? How far away would the distance be? Does this even work? Do people get into it? Yes, obviously people will get into it. We promise. So it'll be fun.
We're gonna make sure of that using our positions to get everybody back into Goalie Wars. By the way, if anybody out there, if you're listening or you're watching this and you have no idea what we're talking about, finish the episode because we're almost done, and then go on Google and just search for MLS All-Star Goalie Wars. There is a video of, I believe, the two goalkeepers that were involved were Joe Cannon and Zach Thornton, two very big dudes who were absolutely rifling the ball back and forth. It's hard to discern why
the score is. Peak classic mid-2000s MLS goalkeepers, truly.
I look forward to the return of that particular event. I look forward to hearing and hearing what you have to say about it, Jeff. And of course maybe the All-Star game as well, which is on Wednesday. Until then though, thank you so much for coming on the show today.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Before we go, a quick TV guide for today. As usual, all times are Eastern, and we have a lot of soccer in the afternoon today because it's the third qualifying round for the Champions League. The winners of these ones move on to the next round, which then determines who fills up the final spots in the Champions League group stage. So potentially some interesting matchups here at 1 p.m. Victoria Pilsen versus Sheriff Tiraspol. Sheriff Tiraspol, of course, had that very memorable result against Real Madrid at the Bernabeu last year. That's on Paramount Plus and One Football in Canada. Victoria is up 2-1 in that, so it'll be interesting to see if Sheriff can make the comeback. And then two games at 2:30 p.m. that are worth keeping an eye on and are on TV. First of all, PSV Eindhoven versus Monaco. That is on Paramount Plus and DAZN. That is tied 1-1 after the first leg, so anything can happen there. Also at 2:30 p.m., Sturm Graz versus Dynamo Kiev. Dynamo Kiev up 1-0 in this game, and obviously would mean a lot to that club to be able to advance to the Champions League if they're able to make it all the way. And then finally, of course, the thing that we've been talking about all episode long at 8:30 p.m. Eastern, the MLS All-Star Skills Challenge on all the networks that I mentioned earlier in the show. This show is produced by Mike Zimmerman with help from John Hayes. You can get ad-free versions of the show by subscribing to The Athletic, and you can subscribe for $1 a month for 6 months by going to theathletic.com/soccer every day. Thank you so much for listening, and happy soccer to you all.